Strengthening Thoughts for Times of Testing by Jesus Speaking in Prophecy.
It's wonderful when you come to me for my help in time of trial. It's so beautiful to see you depend on me. It makes me want to come through for you like never before, because you are leaning so fully on me. This is just where I want you to be, dependent on me for strength, focus, and inspiration for your tasks. Keep looking to me, and I will keep working through you all the more to make your way clear and the path ahead beautiful and glorious. When an attitude of defeat overtakes you, and you're thinking, "That's it, I've fallen so many times, I've failed the Lord again and again, there's no more hope for me, I've used up all my chances, even my bonus points, I might as well quit." Please remember that no matter how many times you fall, if you want to get back up, I will help you to keep going. And if you believe that when you get back up, you can be stronger, then I will make you stronger. What it comes down to is how much you believe in my word and how much credence you put in the things I have told you. There is no such thing as running out of chances, because I am your chance. Hope and faith are on your side for as long as I live, and that's for eternity. Everything in life that is worth something costs something. But not only that, it usually takes a lot longer to accomplish something than you had planned or thought it would. You face unexpected delays, losses, and setbacks. Sometimes people get sick or don't keep their word, or there are emergencies that take your time, attention, and finances. It's easy to become frustrated with the lack of progress, and you might even be tempted to quit altogether. When that happens, the key is to remember how far you've come, not to be miserable about how far you still have to go. When you take on a big job, of course it's going to take time, lots of time, probably more time than you planned for or expected. In such a case, be like the farmer who has 1,000 hectares to plant. He just gets started. He doesn't lament that he's not finished at the end of the first day. He knew full well he wouldn't be finished. So to be disappointed that he's not would be unrealistic and silly. Instead, at the end of each day, he feasts his eyes on the part of the field that has been worked, prepared, and planted. And each day, that portion of the field grows and grows. Measure by the progress made, the victories won, and how far you've come. Look at where you started and celebrate the distance covered already. Battles are often won at the very last second, through one final decision to not give up or give in regardless of what happens. Just like you have to hold on in a race until the last lap and then give it all you've got as you're coming down the last stretch, so it is with a battle. When you feel like you can't hold on for one more second, that's when you must give it all you've got and praise me with your whole heart as you sock it to the enemy. And you will win, I guarantee it. The trials of life will never be able to overtake you. They will never be too much to bear because I have put a built-in mechanism in your soul, an escape button. I always give a way of escape. I always give a way out, and I always help you to overcome life's difficulties. Cast your cares upon me and let me handle them all. I'm your 24-hour support line. I'm available and right there at the other end of the line, just waiting for your call and ready to assist you. I always have the solutions, too. Furthermore, I never put you on hold. I'm always right there and available to give you the answers you need. You can fully rely on me. Your hopes seem shattered right now, and all seems lost. I am here to hold you in my arms, to wipe away your tears, to look lovingly into your tender eyes, and to tell you that all will be well in due time. I want you to think back on extremely difficult times in the past, and remember that I have always brought you through to an even better place, and I will do the same this time as well. That better place is just around the corner. Come with me now, my love, and we will find it. Don't give up the fight, and together we will win the victory. My dearest one, come lie with me and rest a while. You're tired and spent from your battles. You need rest and reprieve. Come lie down and let me cradle you in my arms. Let me take you to a place where all is peace and quiet. Let me renew your spirit as you rest, so that when you go again to face the enemy, you will be strengthened and fully empowered with my weapons. My love, it hurts me to see you struggle so. It pains me to see you go through these things. But it's a joy to my heart when I see you come through victoriously, praising me in spite of the problems. These trials are tailor-made from my hand to make you into what I need and want you to be. Trials for which you will later be glad. I can and will make it easier to bear, though, as you come to me and let my love, power, and grace flow into you, giving you the strength to continue on. I love you. Patience. You need patience for many things in this life, and one very important thing that you need patience for is for resting in me. Yes, it takes patience to allow yourself to rest fully in me. It takes patience to let your worries and fears go, to place them in my hands and then to let me handle them fully, in my time and in my way. I don't always give you the solutions instantly, so have patience. I don't always heal you the instant that you ask, so have patience. I don't always pour down my full blessing from heaven the very first time you ask, so have patience. Your patience in me is a sign of your faith that you know I am in control. Sometimes things go haywire and just don't work out, and there's not much you can do about it. When that happens, it's natural to get very discouraged. When you have worked so hard, put so much into a project or person, and then things don't turn out as you had hoped, it's hard to feel motivated to keep trying, keep pressing ahead, and not feel like giving up. In times like that, you just need to slow down, relax, and let me put things into perspective for you. Rest in the comfy chair of my arms and soak your feet in the warm water of my promises. Just stop. Lay your head back, close your eyes, and make a conscious effort to release all the cares, pressure, stress, and tension. As you rest in me, placing your time, schedule, deadlines, and foiled plans in my hands, I'll take care of everything that concerns you. As you are motionless, doing nothing in your own strength, I'll gently work out the tension and stress, infuse you with renewed energy, and whisper to you words of guidance, insight, and revelation that will show you the next step to take. Imagine walking through a large jewelry store and marveling at the many delicate-looking and exquisitely jeweled pieces before you. Within each glass case is displayed a dazzling array of precious stones and metals, designed, cut, and set to perfection. Rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and more. You name it, this store has it all. In your hand, you hold several of what to you look like dirty old coins. Your eyes then widen as the clerk opens a glass case and selects a very beautiful, very costly necklace that you've been admiring. He boxes it, puts it in your hand with a smile, and tells you that it's yours in exchange for one of these dirty little coins. What's more, he tells you to come back again tomorrow, and he'll trade another treasure for one of these coins. Too good to be true? My love, that dazzling array of precious stones that you see before you are the priceless life lessons and experiences that those seemingly dirty and almost repulsive coins, the many battles, tests, and trials you are facing right now, are able to purchase. I am that clerk and owner of this storehouse of wealth, and I want to enrich your life. I want to shower you with the jewels of my spirit. I want your coffers and safes bursting and barely able to contain the spiritual wealth and life experience that I have for you. But this is how you get them, through these trying times of trials, affliction, and hardships. These are the currency that buy the jewels that beautify your life.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.